Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm Sam McIntosh, talking with Guthrie County Conservation Director Joe Hanner about ice fishing and safety. This is part two of a two-part interview.
How was the ice fishing season, you'd say, last year, looking back on if weather was detrimental for anglers?
Every year is different. There's been a year or two where we have mild winters where maybe there's only a week or two of ice fishing, and that gets the ice fishermen moaning and groaning a little bit. If I recall last year, I think it was a pretty good ice fishing season. Might have started a little bit later than normal, but there was pretty good ice fishing in January and February. I'm not sure about early December, but hey, going back to some things that affect ice thickness, I'd made a note here. Temperature certainly does. Snow cover, you know, if we get early ice and then it gets snow cover on top of it, that can actually insulate it and limit it, limit building new ice. Currents, you know, if there's moving water, and a lot of times folks don't think about currents in a, you know, an impounded situation, but currents and springs can pop up all over. And here's my story that I'd mentioned earlier, but back in the 1990s, it was in January, and one of my staff and I were setting wood duck boxes on a silt basin at Lake Panorama. And it had been really frigid cold, and we set two posts for that and drilled through probably 12 to 14 inches of extremely good ice. And we set both of those posts, and while my staff person was taking care of the second one, I ventured on towards the west side of this particular silt basin looking for a location for the third post. And I had walked about 150 yards, extremely confident of the ice because of what we had just saw and stuff. And I just all of a sudden stopped, and about 3 or 4 feet in front of me was a very small hole, and there was snow on the ice, of open water. And I went, what the heck? And as soon as that thought process entered my mind, the ice broke, and I went into the water. And I was back out in the ice in very short order. I think it was probably only about 3 foot deep in there, and immediately jogged back to the pickup. Went and got into some warm clothes and stuff, and I think about that every year this time of year. And my best theory on that, it was either a spring or more than likely a tile outlet that drains farm fields that was probably causing current there and stuff, and it was just a weak spot in the ice. So there you have a, you know, a 3 or 4 acre impoundment of water there with 12 to 14 inches of all around, but there's that one spot and stuff, so you just never know. You want to be careful and keep your eyes out and test that ice.
You talked about the picks and everything. Any other equipment or amenities that you like to have when you go out ice fishing?
I'm pretty basic. With technology and stuff, there's a lot of gear you can get, and for years, I've just been a 5-gallon bucket guy with a small tackle box with small jigs, two ice fishing rods with a light line on them, 2 to 4 pound test, fluorocarbon, some small either lead head teardrop jigs or tungsten jigs. But a couple of years ago, I bought a flasher, which is a kind of a fish finder. And that's really a lot of fun because you can actually see the blips of the fish, and you can see your jig and work your jig and see the blips on the screen, you know, come up and towards the jig, and it's pretty enjoyable. So you can go as basic as a 5-gallon bucket, a couple of rods, an ice auger, and catch fish, all the way to really high-end ice fishing huts that you can bring a portable heater in, you know, really nice augers, fish finders, and the whole nine yards. And it's kind of like any outdoor activity. You can get into it as much as you want, or, you know, as little as you want in terms of gear, but still have success and a lot of fun. And it is really enjoyable. And the fish you catch, you know, mostly in Guthrie County and Iowa are going to be bluegills and crappies, with an occasional species, you know, other species here and there, but they are delicious. Just fantastic to get a bunch of fillets and cook them up over the, you know, few days after you've went out ice fishing. Plus, you have a lot of fun.
And have you gone out or heard anything about ice thickness around the county? And when do you think?
I haven't. I just know that it's too early right now, you know, here at the end of November. I've noticed that the ponds have, You know, most of them have a cap of ice on it now, but I don't know if that's a half inch thick or an inch or two thick. But I just know from experience that it's not thick enough yet. We're just too early right now, in my opinion, without a doubt, and you just have to be patient. And, you know, going back to earlier in our interview, you know, checking that ice and making sure it's good ice here in a few weeks to a month, depending on weather conditions and rainfall.
It always varies, the ice fishing seasons these last few years. Would you say the prime time is typically January or around that time?
Great question. Generally speaking, in for the time of year, early safe ice is the best bite, generally speaking. And then just within a 24-hour period, I personally like that last couple hours in the late afternoon or evening. It seems like the fish feed up before it gets dark, or maybe the first few hours. But there's been many a times where I've went, you know, in the middle of the afternoon just because I had time and, you know, it worked out that way and caught fish. But for the day, that late afternoon, evening bite, generally speaking, is probably as good, you know, or better than the rest of the day.
And any other tips for anglers who might be trying ice fishing for the first time this year?
Yeah, here's another thing that just popped into my mind is a person needs to pay attention to waterfowl concentrations on some of our lakes and even ponds, but mostly some of the lakes around. Some of those can concentrate hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of Canada geese and a few mallard ducks and stuff, and they can keep the water open, you know, in pockets for a long time before the weather gets nasty enough that it freezes them. And those areas can be really, really dangerous in terms of, you know, if they finally freeze up, it could be out in the middle of a lake and all of a sudden, you know, it does freeze up, and let's say there's an inch of snow and the whole lake looks white, and then but you have a, you know, an area out there that maybe only has a half inch or an inch of new ice on it. So that's something to keep in mind too.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County with Guthrie County Conservation Director Joe Hanner. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.